as Columbia Raiders wrestling head coach Dan Giuliani rolls on over to the table. Coach Giuliani, another normal wrestling season for you guys, right? Nothing different, nothing unusual. All joking aside, though, I mean, tell us a little bit about this year's Columbia team.
We're really excited about this year. Right now we have 21 kids out. Of those 21, we only have two seniors, Eli Caraballo, who's one of our captains, and Joe Governall. So we're still a pretty young team. We have about 11 sophomores, 4 freshmen, and 6 juniors. I'm not sure if I just did my math right, but that's why I'm a social studies teacher. We're still a pretty young team, but we got 16 returning lettermen, and we're really excited about our 4 freshmen that we have this year. Very young group, and experience-wise, but very motivated and working hard in the room.
Hey, Coach, obviously so many good guys coming back. Two-time district qualifier and Eli, like you said, and district placer in Cole Schulke as a freshman last year. That's always exciting to see a young guy do something special that first year. Josh Hickman, I've been keeping that eye on. I know he probably have more accolades than he did, but he had that injury early on, that kind of kept him out of his first postseason and things like that. But obviously, even the guys who weren't district qualified district players, like, Joe and guys have all these, and Hayden Garrow, and just have all these big football accolades. I mean, you just got some really kind of stud athletes on this team.
Yeah, and all these guys have been wrestling together since they've been in youth. So, yeah, I mean, I got the 3 Governall brothers, Joe, Dom, Tony. Neither of them made districts last year. Dom was out the whole season with a broken femur. Joe was battling injuries from his, 5,000-yard rushing season he had, so he never fully recovered. And Tony, for a freshman, he took 2nd in the conference, 2nd at our tournament. He had a really tough weight class at sectionals and just missed getting out. But Hayden Garrow, he's another one. He had 20-plus wins, and he was hurt a lot, took 2nd in the conference. And unfortunately, that ended his season because he tore up his shoulder and couldn't wrestle at sectionals. I really believe he would have done something special at districts if he got the chance to wrestle down there. And then also Garrett Such, who was a district qualifier freshman, he's part of that group. And Chris Davis, another one that came on. He came back to wrestling after missing a few years, and he really came on strong. So it's a very close core. That's what's great about this team, is all of them are very close, and that helps the room really move together because they're all trying to help each other. They're trying to beat each other up, but they're also trying to help each other.
For one of the smaller programs, just a lot of guys, and obviously one of the good things is you got several good assistant coaches to help you out. And obviously in your preseason info you sent me, you kind of talked about the addition of Ray Porter, a state qualifier at Strongsville, 4-time NCAA qualifier at Lawrence University. How did that kind of come about? That's got to be really nice to kind of know you got that extra talent in the room helping these kids out.
Yeah, he just last summer, when I first took over, he actually contacted me, asked about open mats, and I said, yeah, come on in. And we just started talking, and he was telling me about his wrestling career. We followed him and told him, hey, if you're ever interested in coaching, we could use the help. And turns out too, his mother's our school nurse, so he has some connections in Columbia, and he knew the Garrows too. He wrestled at their place growing up, so he has some Columbia connections. So it was just a natural fit to bring him in. The kids love him. He's obviously very knowledgeable. He brings in some of that college experience and helps the kids out with a lot of things that I'm at my old age and stature can't do anymore with them. So it's good to have a young guy in there to roll around with them and show them some stuff that I can't do anymore.
We've already talked to a couple of coaches who we said last year we were, it was their first year going in, and same with you. Now going in with this time when you're sitting here, you've got a year under the belt. Reflecting back on it, how fun was that last year, and how kind of more comfortable and excited are you for the second year?
It was a lot of fun, seeing the improvement from everyone, seeing guys like Jacob Wasco, who had never, he wrestled a little youth but never wrestled before, come out and just improve all over the season and become a conference placer and a district qualifier. Colin Gillihan, who was a brand new wrestler for our program, he just, winning a huge match for us at our duel in the school and just having the whole school cheer him on. It was a big experience for those guys, and I just love seeing everyone grow. Even, as you mentioned, Josh Hickman, he struggled early in the season last year, and just to see him constantly improving week in, week out, to the point where he became a conference champion, a district qualifier, just seeing that was so great, and it just gives us a lot of hope for this year because we know we have the numbers, we have the talent that we can compete for the LC8 this year. We just, want that opportunity.
Something we've heard from a number of different coaches so far tonight is that, you know, that there's a new sense of pride when it comes to, you know, just practice and putting in that grind work and doing those little things to succeed when that match day finally comes around. So have you noticed the same thing from your squad over there at Columbia? Is there an extra pride when they come in for practice? You know, hey, we can't take this for granted. We've seen it been taken away.
Yeah, we see. I mean, we talk about that every day. We say, you know, we only can control what we can control. We can't worry about, you know, what's going to happen next week or down the road. Just be grateful for being in here today and work to get better and let things take care of themselves. And when we get the opportunity, we're going to take advantage of it. So I think the team has become a lot closer, not literally because we're not allowed to at times, but as a team, we're much closer than I think we were even a year ago.
And Rocco, you don't have to be a wrestling guy. I know that sports banquets are so cool in any sport. Doesn't have to be about wrestling, but wrestling banquets are some of the best. I've been invited to several. They're really cool. And last year that kind of got taken off the board. And Coach Giuliani had probably one of the coolest things. He had that virtual. He had a virtual banquet, and it was spread over several days, like almost more than a week, maybe.
Yeah, about a week.
It was just amazing. But I wanted to shed light on that to those who maybe didn't see it online, and kind of give you props on that, because it was really, really cool. And what all? How did you get that idea? And talk about the effort that took to put that together.
I was just, you know, we were still, I mean, it was still early in the whole, you know, COVID everything, and we didn't know what was going to happen. So we didn't know if we were ever going to get the chance to have our real banquet. So I got tired of waiting, so I wanted to highlight our guys because, you know, it was going on for a while. So being, you know, at the time we were already going virtual for teaching, so I was familiar with some of the programs like Screencastify and recording videos that way. So I just took all the kids' pictures, started posting their highlights and talking over it and giving each kid their own time, and it just picked up from there, and the kids really liked it. And I think it's even something, once all this is done, to still do, because obviously not everyone can be at a banquet. So this would be good for family members or friends that can't be there, so they can hear their accolades and see what they did. So I'm really glad that the people liked it, and something we're probably going to continue doing.
Well, very cool, Coach. Thank you so much for stopping by this evening, man. We really appreciate it. Obviously, with COVID-19 and everything happening, you know, no guarantees these days. So we're thankful for your presence here this evening. Good luck to you and your Columbia Raiders this season.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you guys for everything you do for wrestling.
Yeah, you got it.
Thanks, Coach.